man, it felt great. Nothing but support from my teammates and everybody happy to see me, and just feel like I'm back at home, man.
What kind of shape do you feel like you're in?
You know, I got a lot of work to do to get back, but I feel pretty good for the most part. You know, I got to get back used to the weather, so, yeah.
Do you feel better about yourself and where you're at in your life?
Yeah. Without a doubt. Feel much better. Got a lot of stuff worked out. I need to get worked out, and I just got to keep moving on from this point.
You predicted that this was going to be a positive. Was it even a bigger one than you thought it'd be?
It was a much bigger positive than I thought it was, because I actually learned a lot, you know, just about, you know, myself and just life in general. And, you know, I got a lot of stuff that I can keep in my pocket now.
You feel like your personal life's in a better spot than it was a month ago?
What was it like being away from these guys once practice and games started?
It was tough at times because I kept in contact with a lot of guys, and you know, I got to watch here and there, and you know, just tough being away from something that you love to do. So that part was tough, but like I said, the support was always there. I see people succeeding on the field. That always makes me feel good, you know, just to see like some of the young guys step up and make plays, the older guys still there being leaders and stuff, and it just made me feel better.
Will you be out there at all on Thursday?
Oh man, I think that depends on like my condition and where I'm at. I'm striving to be out there Thursday.
How much conditioning work were you able to do during your leave of absence?
Pretty much about 3 to 4 times a week. So I did a pretty good amount.
Okay, Ryan, what about catching balls?
No, I have a quarterback.
So just running.
Just running. Yeah.
Are you planning on continuing any kind of counseling treatment or whatever, you know, while you're
that's stuff that, you know, I just keep under wraps.
The first 4 weeks obviously not playing.
Right.
How do you plan on being involved without getting in the way of the game, you know, the guys who are
I'm still able to do everything. I just can't be on the field with them at the same time. So I'll still be in my same, you know, routine, coming to meetings, you know, weightlifting with the guys, still learning everything. I just can't be on the field with them.
Ace, what is the reception today from teammates mean to you?
Can you say again?
The reception from your teammates, what did that mean to you?
Oh, man, that meant a lot. You know, it kind of kept me going, you know, through everything. Like I said, they were just very supportive. And even when I first stepped foot back on, you know, to the facilities, I mean, it was just all love, so.
When did you officially get back here?
I got back yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday.
But you saw a lot of guys you saw for the first time today, correct?
Right. I saw a couple of receivers yesterday when I got back, and, you know, I was really just with my daughter for most of the day yesterday. So.
What did Gus do when he saw you for the first time?
He just ran up to me and hugged me like I was his son or something, you know what I mean? So, you know, it always felt good to know that people love you.
A lot of players, regardless if it's an injury or whatever, say they always appreciate the game, but they don't realize how much they miss it. I mean, is that true for you too?
That is very true.
How do you try and take advantage of the next opportunity then?
You know, I thought about a lot of stuff, a lot of, you know, plays that I just might have left on the field, plays that I might have took off in practice. And I even just started appreciating that more, just like, okay, now I'm just take it even more serious. You know, it kind of just pushed me to want to just make every play like it was my last play, whether it's practice, whether I'm in the meeting room, whether I'm in the weight room. It just kind of just upped my motivation. So.
If Gus and Dave hadn't pretty much guaranteed you a roster spot, would you have still been able to step away, or do you think that was the...
Yeah, because, you know, I'm confident enough to just come and compete. You know, you have to do that anyways. So, I mean, but as far as getting my life in order, you know, sometimes you gotta take a back seat because, you know, I'm still going to be living when I'm done playing football. Lord as well, so definitely.
Do you think, a lot of guys, you know, thought the leave of absence may have been unusual, but do you think it could kind of be an example for guys to really how to get things together instead of, you know, trying to fight through playing football and doing all those stuff, just take the time and get to yourself right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I hope it does, you know. I hope it does, you know, show, you know, some kind of courage to go ahead and handle what you have to handle first. But then again, you won't always have an organization like we do that will allow it. You know what I mean? So hopefully it not only opens eyes to the players, but also to coaches and the staff to realize that, you know, we have outside issues going on as well.